This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 32 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your pastry baker of the bazaar. All facts and reports are 100% true and genuine. So let's see now if we can bake you something sweet from this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A blind pilot has become the first to make the 13,500-mile trip from London to Sydney, Australia, in a microlight aircraft. Miles Hilton Barber of Duffield, Derbyshire, was accompanied by a sighted pilot, Richard Meredith Hardy, just in case of an emergency. He used talking navigational computers to help steer his course, reports the BBC. Once touching down in Sydney, the 58-year-old father of three said, "I'm just euphoric at this moment." Mr. Hilton Barber, who went blind 25 years ago after an eye disease, added, "I wasn't frightened, but having said that, we were in some life-threatening situations at times. We flew through a tropical storm, and it was like flying through a waterfall. We also flew through a snowstorm. My flying suit was covered in lumps of ice." Mr. Hilton Barber aims to raise 1 million sterling pounds, or just under 2 million U.S. dollars, for the Seeing is Believing appeal to eradicate preventable blindness in developing countries. An escaped convict turned up at his old prison and asked to be let back in because he was missing his prison mates. A Bulgarian thief named Vasil Ivanov, age 37, had been on the run since disappearing during an Easter break at home in the year 2005. He was quoted saying, "I couldn't stand it anymore. I had been a prisoner for 9 years, and I just couldn't get used to life on the outside again. I missed my pals here in the prison, and I've been miserable being a free man." The wardens at the Stara Zagora prison in Bulgaria immediately took Ivanov back into the prison where he will serve the remaining 2 years of his 11-year sentence, and he is likely to serve extra time for escaping. Three Romanian girls have been arrested after posing as store detectives. German police said the three developed a skill for spotting shoplifters at a big department store in Munich. They then would approach the thieves with fake IDs once they left the store and demanded that they hand over their spoils before letting them off with just a caution. Police said that the girls aged 12, 14, and 16 were arrested in their apartment with the equivalent of about $700 in cash, and they also found inside several mobile phones, MP3 players, and clothes, adding that the girls looked much older than they actually were. An author who changed his name to God for a book he was writing was dumped by his bank. Sheridan Simoff, age 35, had his HSBC bank account closed after changing his name, reports The Sun. The Bachelor of Wandsworth, South London, said, "At first they told me I needed two names to have an account, so I replied that I would change my name to Almighty God." The bank said he must use his original name for a bank account. A baker has been forced to rename her novelty pastries. Val Temple has been told her popular paradise slice has to be reclassified as it does not come from any paradise. Her pig tarts because they don't contain pork. And her robin tarts have been given the thumbs down also by the trading standard officers as they don't contain robins, reports The Sun. Val, who is age 60 and has been a baker for 30 years, must now rename them novelty cakes in case customers are confused. She said, "It's a joke and an insult to the public. Of course my cakes don't contain pig, robin, or come from a paradise. But what's next? Shepherd's pie? I've been selling all these cakes for over 16 years and my customers just love them." Val makes some of these pastries from a 120-year-old recipe at her bakery in Weymouth, Dorset. She also added, "This ruling is very sad, but not entirely surprising considering today's society." Dorset County Council's trading standard said food must be properly described so consumers can tell what it is. An Austrian computer store owner caught two teenage thieves after he put up CCTV footage up on YouTube. Thomas Kerr, age 45, installed the video surveillance gear after a number of thefts were happening in his store. It allowed him to film the two teenagers stealing a very expensive laptop from his store. The video shows how one of the pair kept watch and covered what his pal was doing, as the second teenager slipped the laptop computer under his jacket. People who saw the video online on YouTube recognized the pair, told Mr. Carr who they were, and he alerted the police. The pair, who were asylum seekers from Georgia and Armenia, were arrested later in Lentz.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances for May begin with National Arthritis Month, National Barbecue Month, National Bike Month, National Correct Posture Month, National Egg Month, National Foster Care Month, International Business Image Improvement Month, Awareness of Medical Orphans Month, Better Hearing and Speech Month, Clean Air Month, Creative Beginnings Month, and Family Wellness Month. Your weekly observances are, the 3rd through the 5th, it's Emmett Kelly Clown Day. 4th through the 6th, it's Garage Sale Day. Through the 7th, it's Eat Desert First Week, National Fairy Godmother Week, and Tim and Tom Gullickson Week. Your daily calendar events start with on the 1st, May Day, Frequent Flyer Day, Labor Day, Law Day, Hawaiian Lay Day, Loyalty Day, Mother Goose Day, New Homeowners Day, Save the Rhino Day, School Principals Day, and Stepmother's Day. On the 2nd, it's Library Legislative Day, National Day to Prevent Teen Pregnancy, and Robert's Rule of Order Day. On the 3rd, it's Lumpy Rug Day, Martin Z. Mollusk Day, National Anxiety Disorder Screening Day, National Day of Prayer, National Day of Reason, Paranormal Day, Wordsmith Day, and World Press Freedom Day. On the 4th, it's Respect for Chickens Day, Shabbat Across America Canada Day, Cartoonist Day, Cinco de Mayo, and Free Comic Book Day. On the 5th, it's Totally Chipotle Day, Makeup Junkie Day, Join Hands Day, Pilates Day, and it's the Kentucky Derby Day. On the 6th, it's Doodah Day, Joseph Brackett Day, No Diet Day, No Homework Day, Nurses Day, Oh Henry Pun Day, and National Infertility Survival Day. We wrap up the week on the 7th with National Scrapbooking Day, Unity and Diversity Day, and Melanoma Monday Day.
Bizarro Facts!
The famous Disney logo bears no resemblance at all to Walt Disney's autograph. The reason why rat poison works so well is because rats can't vomit. The cruise liner Queen Elizabeth II moves only 6 inches for each gallon of diesel that it burns. A cubic mile of fog is made up of less than a gallon of water. A quarter-inch square silicon chip has the same capacity of the original 1949 ENIAC computer, which occupied a full city block. A duck has 3 eyelids. At age 16, Confucius was a corn inspector. Those San Francisco cable cars are the only mobile national monuments in the world. Clouds fly higher during the day than they do at night. The United States Post Office was first headed by none other than Benjamin Franklin. A cesium atom in the atomic clock beats 9,192,631,770 times each second. A hippo can open its mouth wide enough to fit a 4-foot-tall child inside. The astronaut Buzz Aldrin was the very first man to pee his pants on the moon. Despite a population of over 1 billion, China has only about 200 family names. Apart from humans, certain species of chimpanzees are the only animals on Earth known to experiment sexually. They have been known to wife swap and indulge in group sex. More than 100 descendants of Johann Sebastian Bach have been cathedral organists. Every year, Mexico City sinks about 10 inches. Genghis Khan started out as a goat herder. Giraffes have no vocal cords.
Well, friends, that's going to wrap up episode 32 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. We certainly hope you enjoyed yourself, and we'll come back for next week's podcast. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.